Netflix and Phil time right now on Living Up the Weekend. You see, my name's Phil, and I like to watch things on the big screen and on the small screen. So make yourselves comfortable, ladies and gents. Snuggle up indeed for Netflix and Phil for this week on Living Up the Weekend. And so this week I have been watching for a little bit of frolicking and revelry. Absolutely Fabulous is rather handy because it's currently being made in a fancy film. So I thought to myself, let's catch up. Let's find out what all the fuss is entirely about. And it takes me back to the mid-90s where celebrity PR agent Eddie Monsoon is a junkie. For anything to do with fame or fortune or booze or money, the celebrity lifestyle is her oyster. Now, she is delightfully extravagant. She's played by Jennifer Saunders and is joined by her chief partner in hijinks, Patsy Stone, who's played by Joanna Lumley. And that twosome is utterly excellent. They manage to coax an even more extravagant feel than somebody rushing around at the feet of Beyoncé at the moment. Now, the hilarity in this comes from their incompetence in organising their ludicrous lifestyle. You have the oddity of Eddie's daughter, Saffron, who is the complete opposite of her mother. And the fact that Eddie and Patsy are both, as Wikipedia say, self-loathing but self-obsessed neurotics. That is why you will love Absolutely Fabulous, and that is why you should watch it. But ladies and gents, that was just a bit of foreplay, a bit of fantasy action, if you will, to conjure out a magic wand or two. It's Now You See Me, number 2. The Four Horsemen, otherwise known as the Master Magicians of Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco and Lizzie Kaplan, are back in their most astounding caper ever. Now this time they are trying to expose Owen Case, aka the Exeter-born Divergent actor Ben Lamb. The best thing is, in my mind, however, is the fact that Michael Caine and Morgan Freeman are in it. They team up as the bad guys, and you have Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, directing Magic People again. Like a wonderful reunion. This time he plays the standard wealthy businessman who has his own plans for the magicians, and so it looks all set for one fantastic showdown. In the spirit of Netflix and Phil, let's get it on.
Let the momentum of the card do the work for you. It's all in the wrist.
Not bad. Now you want to see a thing of beauty? Bingo, bango, bongo.
That's good. It's good to be positive despite making zero progress in a year. Gotta raise
a little hell. You thought that they had disappeared forever, but this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, the Four Horsemen.
And the Girl Horsemen. Woo! Yeah! Nope.
Are you listening, horsemen? You will get what's coming to you.
Thank you, everybody!
In ways you can't expect.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Now the greatest magicians in the world are my magic trick.
Everyone get off the stage.
We jumped off a rooftop in New York.
Where the hell are we?
We landed in China.
How is this possible?
This is simply my move.
Next one is yours.
Somebody got the better of us, okay? Somehow.
Yes, you were lured into a trap.
Ta-da!
This is the key to every computer system on the planet. I want you to steal it for me.
You think we're still going to play a little game?
I know you will.
We're going out with the show. People will never forget.
Do that myself.
Thanks for having us.
Not long ago, we were tricked.
Let's go. Let's go.
So it's only fitting that we do the same thing to the person who did it to us.
Damn, it feels good to be back.
Hello, hello.
Stop.
Make it go up.
As always. More than what's on the surface.
Woo! it looks like it's going to be a magic version of Ocean's 11 or Mission Impossible, starring Jesse Eisenberg from The Social Network, Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter, and Michael Caine and Morgan Freeman. It's out now, rated 12A. Now You See Me 2. Perfect Netflix and film material.